Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers. Sunday sermon shorts. Louisiana lawsuits. Students were tricked into going to church instead of a college fair. This is from the Friendly Atheist. He is getting this from mainstream Christian news. The plaintiffs were forced to listen to Christian propaganda during a school day. Almost exactly 1 year ago, thousands, not hundreds, thousands of high school seniors in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, took a field trip to what they believed was a college and career fair. Let me just pause right there. I'm a big believer in college fairs, in career fairs. This is an important tradition that we should keep. It's very, very helpful, especially for certain demographics of students who don't have their futures planned out, you know, by their parents early on. So this can be a vital thing, and I want to just speak in support of the practice of career fairs. They helped me, and they can be very, very good things. Okay, back to the article. They were actually transported to a massive church service called Day of Hope. If I remember, I will link this article. There is a video. You can learn more about the Day of Hope. All the warning signs were there ahead of time, but because the students and families trusted school administrators, or at least figured they could get free food, and a day out of class, they ended up wasting their time listening to Christian propaganda instead of learning more about their futures. It wasn't just unethical, it was illegal. Okay, that's enough of that for now. It's a pretty long article, lots of quotes. I suggest you take a look at it. What I want to bring home is a thing that I keep bringing up because it keeps happening and Christians keep denying it. But this is just what it looks like. This is what real Christianity in action in America looks like. And around the world, I bring articles from other places too. But I live in America, and I'm most affected by this, and so this is what it is. Christians don't give a damn about the Constitution or the law. Don't let them trick you. You see, the Constitution can be amended. Where the Constitution is favorable to their agenda, they're all for it. But when it's not favorable to their agenda, they go against it because they don't give a tinker's damn what the Constitution says at all. They don't give a tinker's damn about the law. They don't care. They care about their agenda. And if their agenda goes against some stupid law, fuck the law. Because they don't recognize the law. They don't live in this land. I mean, they live here, but they're not citizens of this land. They're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. The only law they care about is God. We ought to obey God rather than man. They don't care. And so when it comes to separation of church and state, screw that, man. They're on a mission from God. And when it comes to your high schools being institutions of secular learning, they don't care. They'll sneak Jesus in any way they can. They masquerade, to get around the law, they masquerade as a career fair, or college and career fair, something that's very good and that everyone is in favor of. And then they get in to a church and start preaching to students. And it wasn't just the preaching. There was plenty of that. They did some segregation of students. They segregated the boys and the girls. You know, this is not going to go to a good place. And it didn't. They segregated the boys and the girls. Now, you think when you do that at a career fair with a bunch of crazy Christians, maybe they're talking about what, you know, the difference between women's work and men's work. I wish it had been that. No, they separated the genders and they started preaching to the girls about purity culture, among other things. Yeah. It's all that. All right. I will let the article stand for itself. I encourage you to read the article. Send your comments, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. I just want to give you a picture of what we're dealing with every day. This is not some, you know, minor sect of Christianity. This is the fat middle. This is boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity in action. Christians, if you think that lying for Jesus and breaking the law for Jesus is a bad thing, if you believe that evangelizing for Jesus to school children is a bad thing, you know, school children during an official school activity, if you think that's a bad thing, you should speak out. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. I'm not hearing from Christians saying that these things that I'm talking about are bad things. And so I can only assume that the mainstream group of Christians that listen to this podcast, I know you're out there, are in support of these things. They love the militant group of Christians that are out there who can do the things so that the mainstream Christians can keep their hands clean. And they can say, hey, it wasn't me. Screw you. See you next time. I'm out.